till they get the crowns. Sangam Yugi crown. They have two, three crowns. One is temporary crown, which is for the translation. Right? Second is the crown of light. The more the yoga power is, the crown. And third is crown of might, of self, through self-sovereignty, becoming worthy to rule the kingdom. So, and confluence is the zimmevari ka crown. Now, wo crown mil jave na. Abhi tak jab tak crown mile, worthing me.
Om Shanti, can you hear me okay?
Worthing me hoga.
Thanks. So she's going to be leaving early.
Akshaya.
Yep.
Akshaya.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
So she's going to be leaving early tomorrow. So she's taking leave.
Hindi mein suna rahe hain. Translation hai.
So, I'll share in Hindi.
So, aaj Baba ne punarjanam ka Baba ne ka bahut hisab kitab hai.
There's a lot of accounts of the previous birth. The song was
Jina Teri Gali Mein.
Dying in your lane. And living in your lane.
Marna aur jeena, aur jeene ke baad marna.
So we souls about dying and after dying we come alive. We become alive.
Jeete hain pehle, janam pehle le lete hain, marte piche.
So we take birth early. First,
ye wonderful.
It's a very wonderful birth, Brahmin birth. It's very spiritual.
Janam lete hain pehle.
We take. We take birth first, and then we die afterwards. Did you understand that? To die means so the body and the bodily relations, the property, everything we have to forget. So it is almost like finish. And to take birth means
जन्मने का अर्थ जन्म लिया तो मतलब नवे मां-बाप.
So that you get new parents.
नवा संबंध जुटा.
New relations.
तो हमको जीते जी पुराने मां-बाप हमारे हैं लौकिक
हैं. We have to die alive. So we have.
परंतु हम अभी मरे नहीं हैं.
We have lockic parents.
हमको बाबा ने अपना बना लिया, adopt कर लिया.
And Baba has adopted us. The other parents are also still there. So this adoption is like a spiritual birth. We get parents, both mother and the father. So we are the adopted children. So how do we take birth? So there is
Sense.
We take birth by through mother, and the inheritance though given by father, it is the mother who makes us realize. So Baba gives it through Brahma Baba. So it is the inheritance based on the birth.
So
if I'm not born, I don't have the birthright. So to the extent there is the praise of the father, the incorporeal, but when we sing the praise, we say the mother and the father, I am your child. So we remember the mother first. So until we not recognize Brahma Ma, the mother, and then there won't be that intoxication and happiness of the new birth, then the old one we cannot let go of. So first we have to have the faith that this is the Brahmin birth, plus the intoxication of what is my birthright. And then I have to have an aim as to what I want to become. Once I become Baba's child, and Baba makes me worthy, so I have to die in your lane, I have to live in your lane, and once I die, there will be a lot of praise. This is the song. So this is a new birth, and in the physical level, when we are born, then the parents later on talk about that you were born on this date in this hospital, etc. And here, when we take birth, spiritual birth, we remember and we share that it is in this lecture or this course that I had the faith. So how, what is it about dying? So until so when we are still alive in the old world, then there is the conflict of sanskars and the accounts of the past. Past actually pulls us, so there's relationships, so there's karmic accounts of the body, about relations, because they have a lot of expectations. And then we also have to, you know, make the effort and actually pay off what Baba has done for us. So this is our first birth. So Maya makes us forget to, you know, spin the discus of self-realization. So the Swadarshan Chakra, the discus does not start from golden age, it is now. So if we forget this birth, then how can I remember the future birth? So this is the law. That till you're alive, people will criticize. Yeah. Even if you do good, they would criticize. And then, surely if you don't do good, they will criticize. But even if you do good, they will criticize. But even on a physical level, on a worldly level, when somebody passes away, we talk about such good things about them. They were so good, whether they are their brother, the sister, or contact souls, they talk about good things. So it's only after they passed away, there's the praise. So this is what the song is saying, that we will die in your lane. And what does it mean? What does it mean to die? To die with the body consciousness and to become humble. Then we become incognito, and then the tree grows, and then you see practical results. That he has so much effort, that there's so much effort. But until we have arrogance about our position, our effort, my house, my ideas, this is my service, even though we may be doing it, that there will be no praise. Maybe temporary, yes. You may get temporary praise. I want to talk about dying first, and then I want to talk about temporary worship. So ours is a spiritual birth, and we see our birth whilst we are still alive. And to to whatever extent that we are willing to die, we see that too. So who has the long life in golden age, the one who has actually made the effort to die alive, so with our own wish and desire, that I practice, that I am not the body and I am learning to die. So if it is the pure sanskar and the firm sanskar of the Brahmin birth, that I let go of body consciousness, I let go of arrogance, I stay in self-respect, even if somebody misunderstands me and tells me wrong things, I understand it's just a misunderstanding. Why should I worry about it? And at the right time, everything will become right. And then we become detached. And then we don't create karma.
तो माँ सतयुग में मैं अपनी इच्छा से शरीर छोड़ू.
इन गोल्डन एज आई लीव माई बॉडी विथ माई ओन डिजायर एंड दैट्स व्हाई देयर इज लॉन्ग लाइफ. हियर वी नीड द विल पावर टू लेट गो. Let go of the body, let go of everything else that she shared earlier. So this is the sanskar of those of dying alive. And quickly that we die here with of all of these things that she mentioned earlier, then we'll have a long life in golden age. So that our accounts with God is created to that extent that we get life span of 150 years, etc. So the average age here is very little, 50, 55, and over there it's 125, 150. So there the body doesn't get old, doesn't get ill.
कपड़ा सुंदर डाला है ना, कपड़ा अच्छा है.
लाइक नाउ इफ यू हैव अ नाइस ड्रेस, नाइस क्लॉथ, नाइस मटेरियल, देन यू गेट ओल्ड एंड देन यू वॉश इट एंड देन इट गेट्स ऑल रिंकल्ड एंड देन यू नो इट गेट्स ओल्ड. ओवर देयर द बॉडी डजंट गेट ओल्ड and it is always sparkling, and this is where we are able to let go of our bodies with our own wish, our own desire. So once we go to the soul world, and we souls are, all souls are in the soul world, Paramdham.
तीन प्रकार का कारण होता है जो हम यहाँ नंबर वार आते
हैं. Three reasons why we come down number wise.
इसी जन्मों के राज को भी समझना
है. बाबा सेड today that we have to understand the secrets of 84 births. Why don't we understand and we are not able to spin the discus? Because the secrets of that discus of self-realization is very deep. So how does one become the bead of the rosary? The effort of now is going to fix the inheritance in future. So we become the garland around Baba's neck. So then accordingly the beads will come down from the soul world. The first reason is the reason why we take birth in golden age.
जितना जितना हम बाबा पर बलिहार जाते
हैं, टू द एक्सटेंड दैट वी आर एबल टू सैक्रिफाइस ऑन बाबा एंड वी बिकम लविंग, वी बिकम द गार्लैंड ऑफ बाबा'स रोजरी, बाबा'स नेक, सॉरी, एंड टू द एक्सटेंड दैट बाबा इज इन माय हार्ट.
ब्रह्मा द्वारा जो पुरुषार्थ करके ब्रह्मा बाबा ने राज लिया.
And the power of God.
Brahma or Saraswati Lakshmi Narayan hai.
And then we get the kingdom through Brahma and Saraswati. So the one who is being after, the one who is following Brahma Baba and Mama will receive the kingdom from them, because it's Brahma Baba and Mama in form of Lakshmi and Narayan will pass on the inheritance. So the second bead, there is no other bead between Lakshmi Narayan soul and the other soul. They are the ones who receive instant inheritance. To the one who is able to sacrifice, the one who is able to be detached. So the king of golden age, they will come at their own time in golden age. What will bring them though? What will pull them? Their own effort? But the most important thing is that where would they go and take birth?
तो जिन आत्माओं ने, वो जन्म कोई कर्म का हिसाब किताब, कोई शरीर का बंधन तो है नहीं.
There is no bondage of body there.
आत्माओं को राजाई की प्रालब्ध मिलनी है.
But they are going to get the inheritance of the kingdom based on the effort that they have made.
शरीर की खींच नहीं है.
It's not the body that's pulling us.
माँ बाप को भी कोई रचना रचनी है बच्चे पैदा करने हैं ये विकार का संस्कार ही नहीं
एंड दे डोंट इवन द पेरेंट्स डोंट हैव द संस्कार ऑफ वांटिंग टू क्रिएट चिल्ड्रन इन द पेरेंट्स देयर इज नो संस्कार ऑफ वाइसेस देयर
अभी हमको राजगद्दी लेने वाला चाहिए तो वो अपनी संकल्प से राज ऑन जो गद्दी है वो पास ऑन करनी है
सो दे विल हैव द थॉट दैट इट्स टाइम टू पास ऑन द किंगडम So obviously they need a prince and they invoke. They invoke souls to pass on the kingdom and so that connection of those souls with the parents who are invoking someone to pass on the inheritance will bring the souls down. And the third thing is that relationship with nature. To whatever extent, to the extent that we are practicing to go beyond the pull of the body, the nature, and we are using all our organs with purity. Please listen deeply because the words are very simple. The very simple and ordinary, but it is very deep. Yes, the eyes does the job of walking and seeing, but what is my vision? What is my attitude? What is my bhavna? But what is my vision? Or is there duality in my vision? But if I don't understand, if I don't understand their feelings, but when I or when I see someone, my feelings change.
मुझे तो आत्मा याद थी पर उनका जो चाल देखी तो मुझे तो भूल गया कि मैं आत्मा हूँ
So I was soul conscious, but when I see somebody and I forgot to be soul conscious, then is that correct? So in my vision, there is good feelings, but also we are also seeing people's mistakes, people's shortcomings. But in golden age, our eyes will be very pure. So it will be like lotus, because we haven't become like that. Then I pick up dust, I pick up the dirt, and every step I take should be with Baba, and let me swing in the swing of happiness, and not of mud. Don't let me bring myself down. So to the extent we have made this effort to make our sense organs so pure,
friendly environment.
So today we talk about serving nature and being environmental friendly. So what is environment? Environment is of made up of five elements. So
we're
trying to make purify the elements outside, but what about the body I have? It's also made up of five elements, isn't it? Our body is made up of five elements. So we are still using. We're still using it as per our habits. So it takes time to accumulate. So even law of nature, so if you sow some seeds, it might take 6 months for the crops to grow, and then you clean, then
कितना समय आपको लगा जब तक मार्केट में आवे
and then you the crop goes to the market and then
फिर आप समझो उसको ऐसे अनाज तो मुंह में नहीं डालोगे
and you're not going to just eat the grains just as it is you will clean it you will grind it
तो नहीं खाएंगे ना
you won't just eat the flour on its own would you you would cook it
जो तैयार किया वो कितने टाइम में लगा
Think about the time, so many months to actually create all of this. But if you want to thing. If it's something I didn't like, I just throw it in no time. But to create that thing, how long does it take? So even in Baba's home, before that people, we used to have such a lot of value for Baba's food, that even Mama used to remind us that one grain of rice just goes, we would be told off. And now we easily let go of things. So to let go or to throw something, it doesn't take time. But how long did it take to become that? So now too also we say that, well, I do effort but I don't have happiness. Why? Because we do not accumulate enough or we waste so much. So our body are also made up of five elements. It's made up of five elements. Surely our lakshmic parents, our physical parents, gave us birth, but the existence or the structure of the body is made up of five elements. And to the extent that I use, to the extent that I'm beyond possessing it or to misusing it, then I become the master of nature, and then the nature will serve me. So today's slogan that Baba mentioned, that we have to have the power, the godly powers, and then the nature will become subservient. So to the extent I have self-sovereignty over the nature in terms of my body, the elements, and to the extent that we'll have mastery there. So to what do I eat? How much do I eat? How do I eat? So how am I treating my body? In golden age, the nature is sato pradhan. To that time we will take birth. So it is the nature will pull us down. Not just that we got an inheritance from our parents, but that the other thing is nature is going to pull us. So to the extent we purify the nature here in terms of our own body first, that nature there will also pull us. And the fourth thing is, so who do we have connections with and the karmic accounts with? If I have more karmic accounts with, in terms of we have done more karma with the corporate souls, so then we will come down at the time they come down. So my own effort of now, the inheritance we get from Baba, and then our karmic accounts and also our interactions. So the souls that are going to golden age, how, to what extent I'm in harmony with them.
So to
the extent that there's divinity in my sanskar, it will decide whether I become a king or I become a subject. So Baba said that everybody become deities, but they will not all be worshipped the same extent. Today Baba remembered Thakurji. So along with Shiva is Thakurji. So this is probably the name for Saligram. And they made of sand, mud, and then they just kept for a day and then gone. And what about those deities whose temples are made, temples to them are made, and then for 2,000 years the same statue, the same idol is worshipped? So there is a difference, isn't it? The saligrams, etc., just made for a day or two.
अपने संस्कारों से नहीं करती परंतु फिर भी बाबा में से सेवा बाबा ने
कहा डोंट डूइंग इट नेचुरली
सेवा करते होंगे
इन टर्म्स ऑफ सर्विंग बिकॉज़ ऑफ देयर नेचर बट समहाउ दे गॉट टू डू समथिंग
तो जो थोड़े समय पर
सो वी आर डूइंग टेंपरेरली whether we
थोड़े नाम शान से
either of name of fame or because of you know to show others we are doing it so then we do receive some fame along in the bhakti with Shiva but the ones who've done the service and the effort throughout then they will be also worshipped and even amongst the idols the deities there are some statues and temples only open once a year and they go out you know throughout once a year and some are worshipped throughout
उनके पास नहीं आएंगे वो मांगेंगे मान तो ले जाएंगे उनके पास बस प्लीज इनको मूर्ति को नमस्कार कर दो
Sometimes the devotees are asked to go to a certain statue to give respect to them. So there are some souls here who ask others to give them name and fame. So we have to really look within and see that do I really want name and fame? And even if I do have name and fame received, do I accept it?
तो अपमान वाले तो बहुत होंगे मान देने वाले थोड़े होंगे और जो मान देंगे वो सच्चा मान देंगे अपमान वाले अभिमान से अपमान देंगे
so there's a lot of people who defame us
अपमान वाले थोड़े
and there's very few who have self-respect so they'll only the ones who have self-respect will be able to respect others so if somebody defames us you have to remember there are many who haven't received that or haven't attained that stage so obviously they're going to defame you
Shaligrams jo hain aise hi pooje jaate hain thode samay ke liye pooje jaate hain
Shaligrams are worshipped along with Shivji Shiva
samarpan hote hain baba unko pehle rakhta hai
and first often Ganesh is worshipped and this is why Ganesh often is worshipped even before worshipping Shiva. So these are the memorials of children who actually keep Baba in front.
Permanent murti hai. Koi ka mandir puja.
So some
statues
and idols are permanent, as in throughout. Some once a year, once a week. Some just.
उसमें मंदिर हम यू नो जस्ट हो जाता है
हैड दी टेंपरेरी दे हैड
ये भी थोड़ा
हायर होल एंड देन जस्ट कीप एन आइडल फॉर फ्यू डेज
और
लिटिल व्हाइल
कर्म
सो यू हैव टू रियली अंडरस्टैंड
कर्म
ऑफ द अंडरस्टैंड द डीप कर्म फिलॉसफी इन एसेंस इट्स अबाउट बीइंग altruistic our karma our action should be altruistic let me have this willingness to surrender elevated actions altruistic actions actions full of benefit for others and then Baba multiplies a lot of it and gives us and returns us with interest so this is the philosophy of Shiva and Brahma so the work is done by Shiva but the name of Krishna is remembered but why because Brahma Baba surrendered so much that Shiva actually returned to Brahma Baba so his form was Krishna is remembered but not so much of Shiva
मनुष्यों के साथ अकाउंट बनाते हैं उतने ही मिलते हैं
सो इफ यू क्रिएट अकाउंट्स विद बाबा देन दिस मच इज क्रिएटेड
पॉजिटिव
बट इफ यू क्रिएट विद ह्यूमन बीइंग्स देन दैट्स ऑल यू रिसीव
संस्कार अनुसार जन्म लेते हैं
सो एज पर द संस्कार बर्थ इज टेकन देन द संस्कार ऑफ भक्ति All of that decides what type of birth we take. I know I'm running out of time, but also to understand
that
there is the संस्कार ऑफ प्योरिटी.
बार कह रहे हैं पवित्रता के संस्कार सिर्फ हो वो स्वर्ग में ले जाए, ऐसा नहीं है.
बट इट्स नॉट जस्ट दैट दैट वी नीड टू टेक द संस्कार ऑफ प्योरिटी. बाबा मेंशंस दैट द सन्यासीज आल्सो स्टे प्योर.
सन्यासियों की बात नहीं है, सन्यासी तो पवित्र रहते हैं.
सन्यासी स्टे प्योर,
दोबारा पवित्र बन जाते हैं.
एंड अगेन इवन इफ दो दे टेक बर्थ दे मे बिकम प्योर अगेन, बट व्हाई डू दे नॉट come to golden age? Because they don't have the sanskar of happiness. They just think about the, they have the sanskars of renunciation, but they don't have the sanskar of happiness. But and who would have happiness? The ones who are content. And those who have the attainment of deity. And we've heard lots of stories that about rishis and their gurus. And sannyasis, they have so much anger, they curse this one and curse that one. So that means they have sanskar of sorrow. But along with purity, what you need is also, so you need the sanskar of happiness. So the three words remembered in Hindi, satchit anand. So along with truth, you have to have anand, the bliss. And this is why they go to golden age. Otherwise, everybody is purified at the end. So why do they not go to golden age? So the clothes, so every old souls will be purified before going up to Paramdham. But those who create the quality, that create the character, now will come to golden age. Om Shanti.
कर ले भव का सागर पार, शिव बाबा की गोद में लेते, आंधी तूफान होंगे मेरे पटवार, नैया लगेगी अपनी किनारे, उनकी कृपा से हो जीवन उधार, चांद तारों से दूर, इन नजारों से दूर, प्यारा प्यारा लगे हैं अपना घर, देह की मीठी से बड़ी दूर, आओ चले हम अपने घर, चांद तारों से दूर, इन नजारों से दूर, प्यारा प्यारा लगे हैं अपना घर।